Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me today. We are going to begin a new series today called Overcoming Fear. Yes, we can live victorious over fear in a world where fear is running rampant. We can be overcomers and live above fear. You know, there's a scripture in Luke chapter 21, I think, describes the condition of the world today in this regard. Luke chapter 21, verses 25 and 26. And Jesus was speaking of the end of days, the end times, which many believe that that's where we are today. And he says, "And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity." Distress of nations. Have we ever seen in our lifetime such distress among nations? And distress is a sense of not seeing any way out, not seeing any solution or way through this. Distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Distress of nations with perplexity means seemingly no way through the dilemma. Then listen to verse 26. Men's hearts failing them. The Greek word is anthropoi, which would include both men and women. People's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. Their hearts failing them. Now, it's not talking there about the physical heart, although that could be included, because fear, stress, anxiety, and worry does produce physical complications, including high blood pressure and heart disease. But when it says men's hearts failing them, it is talking about that people will be drained of hope and courage and be robbed of the ability to function normally in life because their hearts have been drained of hope and courage. You know, we see this happening with this COVID virus and this pandemic that has swept the world. So many people living in fear. And yes, it is not something to be taken lightly, and we need to be responsible, but we must not live in fear. I know people who have been vaccinated, and they are afraid to leave their homes. They have food delivered to their door. They will not gather together with their family and their loved ones. Oh, what an awful way to live. Their hearts have failed them. They have been drained of hope and courage, and therefore unable to function normally in life. Folks, it is not God's will for us to live in such fear. And you know, fear will rob us in so many ways. There's a friend of ours, Steve Arbo. He tells about that when he was young, he traveled with a rock group. He was the sound person. And during this time, living a very, you know, wild lifestyle, he developed a lot of cavities in his teeth. And he said when he came to the Lord, he began to pray and ask God for healing for his teeth. And he said he went to all kinds of healing meetings and went forward for prayer. And he said he did receive healing at times for other things, other issues with his body and so on, but he never received healing for his teeth. And one day he realized that he says, "I wanted healing because I was afraid of going to the dentist." And one day he realized, I wasn't asking for healing. I wasn't praying for healing in faith in God. I was praying for healing for my teeth because I was full of fear of going to the dentist. Now, he tells about how God finally did a miracle for his teeth, but not the way he had wanted it. God brought him in contact with a dentist, a Christian dentist, that offered to do the work just for the cost of materials. And then he said, "God gave me a person who gave me a diamond ring to sell and pay the bill." So his teeth were looked after, but not in the way he had originally planned. But through this, the way God did it and brought it about, and through his experience with this dentist, he was freed from his fear of dentists. So my friends, when we're walking in faith in God, we can't put God in a box and say, God, I want you to do this, and here's how I want you to do it. No, he needed to be delivered from the fear of a dentist, and he was praying for healing, not in faith, out of faith in God, but out of fear of a dentist. There are so many ways in which fear will rob us and steal from us the blessings and the things that God wants to do in our life. Now, fear is such a common part of the human experience. We all have to deal with it. But how do we overcome fear? Well, I'm going to share some principles, and we'll start today. We can overcome fear. I think one of the first things that we need to realize about overcoming fear, that a key to overcoming fear, and this has to do with the people of God, with the children of God. If you're not a child of God, you're listening to this, you need to put your faith in Jesus Christ. You need to turn to him now and put your faith in Jesus, because that is the only way that you can ultimately and finally overcome fear in this world and in this life. And so there is something in Scripture that I believe gives us a key, that I would consider it the very first key or condition for living, for overcoming fear and living a fear-free life. And it's what God says again and again when he would appear to people, or when an angel would appear to people, or when God would manifest himself in some way. The first words would be, fear not, or do not be afraid. You know, David said in Psalm 23, that we're all familiar with, it begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And verse 4 of Psalm 23, he says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Now, why will he fear no evil? Because God is with him. Now, there was actually a valley in Judea that was called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. And it was like a mountainous area between two valleys. And shepherds would often have to go through there taking their sheep to new pasture. And there were some deep ravines, and in some places where the trail was narrow and could be very frightening to a sheep. Afraid of falling off the path and down into one of those deep little canyons or ravines. But David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," in this frightful area where there could also be predators, wolves or lions, probably what we would call mountain lions. But he said, "I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Folks, we have to believe what the Bible says so many times again and again, where God promises to be with us through every trial, through every situation. And he says, "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." The shepherd had two things that was with him at all times, a staff, and the staff was a long pole that usually had a crook on the end. The rod was like a smaller, like we would call it a billy club, that he used to beat off predators, a wolf or a lion, to beat them off when they came after the sheep. And so with the crook, if a sheep happened to slip and stumble and fall down into the ravine, the shepherd would take his staff with the crook on the end, and he would reach over and he would reach right down, and he would hook the crook of his staff under the chest of the sheep and would lift him back up on the path. He didn't berate the sheep and say, "Oh, you silly sheep, why don't you watch where you're going?" No, he cared for the sheep, and he would lift him back up and set him on the path. And the sheep knew that the shepherd had a club, and that if any kind of predator came around, he would beat off that predator with his club. And so David said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, now he's taking this and applying it spiritually. He says, I will fear no evil, because you are my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. My friends, if you stumble and fall, you know God's going to pick you up. He's going to pick you up, and he's going to set you back on the path. If a predator comes after you, oh, he's got a club. He's going to protect you. He's going to beat off that predator, and he's going to take you through whatever trial you are going through. Your valley of the shadow of death, you will go through it. You don't have to fear the most fearsome trial that you go through. You don't have to be afraid, because you have a good shepherd and he is with you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. E-D-D-I-E-H-Y-A-T-T. You'll find a bookstore there. You will find articles. My books are also available on Amazon. I encourage you to go there and check them out. You'll find some very inspiring and edifying reading that will help you in your walk with the Lord, and will help you to be a part of what God's doing in the earth today. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we continue our theme of living a life free of fear. God bless you.